And Cork Curler FA Junior Cup champions.
The shirt comes off. The crowd go on the field. This is brilliant.
Yeah, Cork Hill have won it in a penalty shootout. Garvin Freel has the shirt off. The Cork Hill supporters are on the field. And Cork Hill have won a national title for the very first time, beating Gorey Rangers on penalties. Harry Doherty saving three of Gorey's four penalties. And it was down to Garvin Freel, who slotted it with confidence into the back of the net. And Cork Hill have got that national title that they were craving for so many years, Keith.
Yeah, superb, superb. What a way to finish it. Unfortunately, look, you look back to the halfway line, you see those Gorey players absolutely defeated. You know, they're getting consoled by their, you know, teammates and their backroom staff. But look, it's all about what's happening down in the goalmouth here, where Garvin Freel, after slotting the penalty low into the right-hand corner, and you know, getting that championship for his team. And you know, look at that there. That's absolute scenes. The smoke flares are going. The kids are running on the field. The parents are running on the field. The family members are all there. Cork Hill are definitely made their mark in Galway today, and it's absolutely brilliant, you know, and well deserved. The likes of Garvin Freel there, who's run himself under the ground, you know, been absolutely brilliant for his side all day, and no one deserves it more than him.
It's been a fascinating afternoon of football, and Cork Hill Celtic are crowned FAI Junior Cup champions via penalties. The story of this game: Kinsella had Gorey in front with a free kick that caught Harry Doherty off his line on 17 minutes. Cork Hill chipped away at the opposition but just couldn't find the back of the net. And eventually, with 13 minutes left in the normal time, Oisin McColgan was able to squeeze the ball past the Gorey goalkeeper, Cian Brown, to level up the game. But then a blow for Cork Hill when Jimmy Bradley was sent off what seemed to be for a high-footed challenge, and the referee gave him a straight red card. Cork Hill couldn't find the back of the net after that, and they went to extra time, and it was cagey stuff. Cork Hill, yes, they were the better team, but Gorey were very, very sticky in defence. They were a solid unit and they were hard to break through. So at the end of 100 minutes, there was two periods of 10 minutes added on at the end of the game of extra time, and again neither side could manage to find a way through, so it was down to the dreaded penalty kicks. And during penalty kicks, Cork Hill winning it by 3-1. Harry Doherty saving three of the four penalties. Graham Bradley and then Garvin Freel with the winner, giving Cork Hill the victory on penalties, on spot kicks. They held their nerve the best. Remember, Cork Hill in their last two cup competitions lost out in penalties to Rockmount and to Buncrana Hearts, but they held their nerve today. And I think, Keith, over the entire course of the game today, they had a lot of the ball, a lot of the possession. They were the better team, and even though it took penalties to decide it, they were very much deserving of this one today.
Yeah, I think 100%, Oisin. I think they would have been really aggrieved had they headed down the road here with nothing today. You know, they had the majority of the possession. They, you know, they asked the most questions. Maybe when James Bradley went off, you know, Gorey had a spell maybe where they could have caused a few more problems for Cork Hill. They didn't. I think they waited for the penalties. I think they thought that was their best opportunity to go win the game. That wasn't the case. Look, this is absolutely brilliant to see all the Cork Hill fans out in the pitch here and their families and that, and enjoying it and giving these players what they deserve. You know, to a man, they tried their hardest, they grafted, they ran, you know, they chased lost causes. You know, no more than young Bradley coming on, for me, changed the game slightly, and you know, give Cork Hill that little bit of extra drive that they needed. You know, he was momentous coming in here as well, and you know, scoring his penalty, you know, really, really impressed me. And look, I think over the case of the game, as you say, Cork Hill deserve this, and they're heading down the road with the cup.
Yeah, they've got the cup. There'll be some party in any show, and so they will for the next couple of days. Cork Hill are taking the cup home. They have been crowned FAI Junior Cup champions. Keith Cowan, many thanks for joining us on commentary today. It's been an eventful afternoon, and we thank you for jumping on board. Just before we go back, I see that Garvin Freel's been he's going to win the Man of the Match award, so congratulations to Garvin Freel, and rightly so as well, Keith.
Yeah, I think so. Look, we spoke about his work rate, we spoke what he does for his team. You know, always a willing runner, constantly jostling defenders and working hard and chasing lost causes, holding the ball up, and he's got his rewards here again for the, with, you know, scoring the winning penalty and getting the accolade that he deserves.